The time is 8:55. Jim Meadows here on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580. And let's say good morning now to Chip Nillinger over at Blue Reef Agri-Marketing in Morton, Illinois, for today's opening commodity market report. Good morning, Chip.
Well, good morning. We're certainly seeing some heat in the area. The markets are a mixed bag this morning. Not a lot of fresh news to talk about. The market had a little bit of a setback yesterday, seeing some Chinese bean demand fairly regularly announced throughout the last couple of weeks. That's good to see. And the market's got its focused attention on the weather market, or I should say the weather models, which have been a little bit mixed bag here recently. Certainly a lot of heat across portions of the Midwest, especially to the north and west, and that looks to continue the rest of this week. The question remains, which will have a big impact on the markets for the next couple of weeks, is you know, just how long that heat is going to last, and if it's going to set in and affect us in through August. So a lot of volatility expected based on changing weather forecasts going forward. Right now, September corn futures are down 2 3/4 at 438 and a quarter. December's down 2 3/4 at 460 and a half. March 27 futures down 3 cents at 475 and a half. May down 2 1/2 at 483 and 3/4. New crop December 27, a year out, down 1 1/4 at 483 and a quarter. On the bean side of the equation, we do have a little bit of a mixed result here. The August contract up 0.5 cent right now, 1197 and a quarter. That's about 8 cents off of earlier lows. So we just turned that into higher territory. September beans still down a penny at 1184 and a quarter. November's are down 1.5 right now, 1193 and a quarter. January 27 down 2 cents at 1206 and 3/4. March down 1 1/4 at 1210 and a half, with the November 27 right now trading. Don't have that on the screen. We'll get that for next week. The soy products are a mixed bag in here, with soy meal currently right now unchanged on the day, as well as just a touch higher on the August soy oil, 72.83, up one tick right now. The wheat market got hit yesterday, still focused on a lack of grain flow out of Russia due to continuing tensions there and bombing from Ukraine in parts of Russia that has slowed their export of wheat. So we are a little bit higher here. September Chicago wheat up 2 3/4 at 638. The December contract up 2 cents at 652 and a half. September wheat futures in the Kansas City market up 3 3/4 at 670 and a quarter, with the December up 3 1/4 at 684 and a half. December Minneapolis wheat up 1 1/4 at 675 and a half. A lot of red on the screen here in the case of the livestock markets this morning. The cattle market has seasonally been in a little bit of a downturn here, and the cash markets have given up some ground the last couple of weeks. This is pretty normal post July 4th holiday. We'll see where the support comes in, but currently triple digits lower. August live cattle down $2 even at 232.72. October's down 187 at 228.75. The December live cattle contract down 215 at 228.32. February is down $2 even at 229.37, and out into the April down 192 at 229.85. Feeders also lower. October feeders down 425 right now, 342.60. November's down 412 at 339, and the January's down 407 at 332.62. Over on the hog side, a little bit lower, holding up a little bit better than the cattle, down 20 cents at 84.07 in the October lean hogs. December's down 35, 74.72. And as you get on into next spring, the April 27 lean hog contract down 37 cents at 83.05. Crude oil market, everybody's watching as well, up $1.81 right now at $79.95. Those are your opening markets for Tuesday morning.